And good morning. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN on a very frigid Monday morning. Glad you could be with us close to your radio, hopefully warm in your car or your home this morning or place of work, wherever you're at. Thanks for making us part of your morning. We've got a good show lined up here for you this morning. Later on, we'll talk with some guests from the Sunset Zoo, including Melissa Kirkwood and Jared Bixby. Well, we start things off here in the first half of the show talking with Tina Rockhold, who is the development director with Mercy Community Health Foundation. Good morning, Tina.
Good morning. It is such a pleasure to be here. Thank you so much for letting me into your world today.
Yeah, glad to have you here via Zoom. I wish we could have you in studio because this is a fun time of year for your organization.
Well, yes. You know, really, every day is a wonderful day to be part of Mercy Community Health Foundation. And for those who don't know about our foundation or are unfamiliar with our mission, the Mercy Community Health Foundation has been in existence for 27 years now, and it was founded in an effort to garner support for our local hospital. At that time, of course, it was Mercy Regional Hospital, and now, of course, through name changes, the mission has stayed the same, but we are the supporting 501c3 supporting organization for Ascension Via Christi Hospital. So every day, in and out, 24/7, we are working hard to support our local hospital with equipment, programs, and things that will definitely make our patient care at our hospital more developed, high cutting edge, new equipment, and offering better services for our regional area.
You know, the foundation's opened my eyes the last couple of years because I've been able to learn a little bit more about how big equipment gets purchased at the hospital. I just used to think, oh, they have money in their budget, whatever. But some things can get real expensive. That medical equipment's not cheap.
Exactly. You know, Brandon, I'm so glad you brought that up. Of course, most recently, just last February, after the Mercy Gala, the foundation was able to fund $500,000 for the cardiac cath lab at the hospital. Now, $500,000, the equipment was actually a little bit more than that, but the hospital alone invested $1.9 million just in infrastructure to even make that new equipment possible. So, your medical equipment is not inexpensive, and the price just continues to increase. And how do you put a price on a human life when you're talking saving a life or two or who knows how many? You just can't put a dollar amount on that. And so it is the privilege of Mercy Community Health Foundation to support our hospital in acquiring that equipment or developing those programs, as I had said. And so if the hospital were to invest well over $1 million, it's wonderful that we have donors and corporations and foundations and others in our community who understand the importance of bringing that type of equipment and that high level of care to our local hospital.
Now, we bring you on here this morning to talk about, because normally in February is when you have your big gala, the big Crystal Gala. But I understand that's changed a little bit here this year. You're doing something different.
Yes. Last year, we were very fortunate. Our gala was held on February 29th. And I think within about a week, things had really changed. It was, for me and for perhaps many in our community, the last social event that was able to be attended, unless it was perhaps a K-State basketball game. And so, you know, it's sentimental for numerous reasons. This year, yes, things are very different. The committee evaluated, is it time to try to do a virtual event? Is it time to, what is the right method? What is the right path going forward with the gala this year? So we opted for something a little different, a lot different. We actually opted for a non-event. So this year's campaign is called Mercy's No Gala Gala, and it is strictly that. It is a non-event where we really encourage our donors, our community, in this time of pandemic, we want to use the tagline and the phrase, stay home, stay safe, and give generously. So this campaign is really just a 10-day online charity fundraiser. It doesn't come with a lot of bells and whistles. You don't have to get out and on a cold day, such as today, or perhaps even this weekend, you don't have to shop for a fancy dress. You do not have to find a babysitter. All of those things are wonderful at the right time. We felt like this was not the right time to encourage a gathering of people and, you know, put ourselves in a situation where we were not following the guidelines, and we want to be part of the solution for the pandemic. And so we've opted for this 10-day online charity fundraiser, which is just a simple ask. Please, if you feel compelled to give back to your local hospital, recognize or show your support for our local healthcare workers, give generously. It's that simple.
Well, and you know, we've seen giving really come out very well here this year. Hold on, we got a little feedback there. There we go. Giving's really kind of turned up here a lot in our community this past year. I'm curious what you've seen from your foundation standpoint. Have you seen giving go up or down, or has kind of held steady?
You know, it's really interesting. I'm glad you brought that up, Brandon, because over the course of the year, I will say last spring, the giving was incredibly generous. We saw everything from Girl Scout troops donating cookies to large financial gifts by those who really understood this pandemic is here for a while and we need to show our support for local healthcare and the providers, those clinical staff who are working day in and day out with very challenging life-saving situations. So early on, we saw an enormous amount of community support in all kinds of ways, whether it's in kind or whether it was a financial contribution. Then we felt that it kind of slowed a little bit, and deservedly so. You know, we have all been placed in a position where financial hardship is real. And I get a little sentimental when we talk about this because we know that individuals are struggling, businesses are struggling. It's a challenging time for us all. But over the course of the last several months, our hospital and our staff have cared for well over 200 COVID positive patients. And those that requires a huge allocation of personnel as well as financial resources. The hospital and the foundation made the commitment to invest in very important critical care equipment so that we could take care of those COVID-19 patients. We did have equipment in the hospital and were perfectly capable, but considering the volume that we were anticipating and the volume that we have seen, it was very important. And it was vital that we did make those investments. So over the last, over the course of since the pandemic began, the Mercy Community Health Foundation has allocated over $300,000 just for needs that can serve for our COVID-19 patient recovery. Those are also equipment and supplies that can be used going forward. It's not as though these things will be placed in a closet, not to be, you know, or storage to be used again. These are vital investments for the healthcare of our community and will be utilized for years and years to come at Ascension Via Christi.
Good stuff. Well, it's obviously good to have the foundation. It does so much for the hospitals we've been talking about here. And, you know, we know the need is there because the hospital workers have been kind of right front and center here. As you mentioned, treating patients. I don't know if there's ever been more of a focus, really, to have more attention to our healthcare workers.
Yes, and you know, there's so many frontline workers. You know, you go to a grocery store, you support your local restaurants, and you know, with whether it's takeout or however you might utilize their services. We have all been challenged to adapt. Our healthcare workers, yes, are at the bedside of those patients during a terribly, terribly challenging time in their life. But we all have gathered together, and I feel that, you know, when I look around at our community, I'm so proud of the resilience and how our community has worked together to do as much as possible collectively. But again, our healthcare workers have been at the bedside caring for those patients, and it has been taxing, very emotionally taxing. And you know, our nurses and our doctors and our caregivers go into healthcare to help people, but I don't think anyone could ever have predicted how very serious and the brevity of this situation.
So for this No Gala Gala happening February 18th through the 28th, let's talk about how people get on and donate. How simple is it?
Oh, it is so simple. There are numerous ways that you could get to the particular website. The Mercy Community Health Foundation has established a specific website just for this giving campaign. And Brandon, I don't know if it might be possible to get this posted somewhere, but the link, if you want to go straight to the Just Giving site, is justgiving.com/mercy-no-gala-gala. Another way that you may go to make a donation to our Mercy No Gala Gala is go to the Mercy Community Health Foundation website. And as you scroll down on the landing page, you'll see a click here for more information about the Mercy No Gala. From that, you can just simply click through and make a donation online that way. The Mercy Community Health Foundation website is mercyfdn. So Frank Dog Nancy, mercyfrankdognancy.com. So let me say that again, mercyfdn.org. And you can just go there and simply make a donation to the giving campaign there. Also listed on that website are our numerous donors. We can't go any further without me shouting out to our tremendous matching sponsors. We have over $40,000 already allocated towards matching funds. So any donation that is made will be matched dollar per dollar. And that is a special thanks to the Memorial Hospital Association. They've made a generous matching pledge of $25,000. We also have the Trust Company that has made a matching pledge of $5,000. The Jack Goldstein Charitable Trust, another $5,000. Steel and Pipe Companies, they have donated $1,000. And then Mark and Ann Knoffendoffel personally have pledged $5,000 towards our matching funds. So this is real. It's an incredible show of support by those donors who have stepped up to the plate and said, we are willing to put money out here to be matched. And we are already seeing lots of businesses and individuals join in this pledge and make dollar commitments as well. So we are off to a good start. Again, super simple to make a donation. All you need to do is you can either go to mercyfdn.org and scroll down to click here for more information on the No Gala Gala, or you can go to the justgiving.com/mercy-no-gala-gala.
All right, and very simple to give. We're going to take a break, and we're going to talk about some of the possible scenarios of how your contributions could help be utilized by the foundation. Tina Rockhold is our guest here from Mercy Community Health Foundation. We'll be back after this on KMAN.